This is Twit.
Alan in West L.A. Hey, Alan.
Hi, Leo. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for calling us today. I appreciate it.
So this may be a basic question, but maybe not that basic a question. You can buy charging cables anywhere. You can buy it over at various kind of electronic stores. It's your 7-Eleven. Of course, you can buy the official one for a particular manufacturer's phone. How much of a difference does it make? And I mention that because I purchase cables from things like Costco and things like that. They work for a while and they stop working, or I can't transfer data with them, or they don't
charge
quickly, or et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I'm just so kind of curious because it seems like such a basic thing, but maybe it's not.
It's not at all. And, in fact, there's a Google engineer, Benson Leung, who has made his – has become quite famous because he works on Type-C cables, and he discovered that there was a vast difference in Type-C cables. Some of them have the appropriate resistors, and some of them don't. And those that don't have the appropriate circuitry can actually damage hardware. So he started reviewing on Amazon. He got a tester and set it up and started putting reviews on Amazon saying, don't buy this cable. It'll fry your phone. So that's just as an example. Now, what kind of phone do you have?
I have an Android. So I usually can find something, but then sometimes I'll see something in the bargain bin for a cable for like $2. And if
Is
I want to buy a good one, I spend like, you know, $10-$15. So, yeah.
Is it a Type-C charger or is it a micro USB?
Micro USB.
Okay. So everything's being replaced by Type-C. Type-C does, in fact, have a much more complicated wiring. It's not just a bunch of wires going from one end to the other. And, in fact, because these ports on phones are more than charging, they're very often contain data. On newer phones, sometimes they contain more than data. There really can be a difference in cables. Type-C is a little dumber. You're a little less likely to have problems with Type-C cables. Those are pretty commoditized. So when you're paying more for a Type-C cable, you're mostly paying for better construction. It's, you know, a braided cable or better connectors that don't break, that kind of thing. I don't think Type-C, I mean, micro USB, the old style, it matters. But again, you can get cables that are not, I mean, if you bought a cable somebody made that didn't connect every pin, yeah, it could not work. But it's not as much circuitry. It's the Type-C cables and the Lightning cables that are really finicky. If you have an iPhone, I would absolutely only buy MFI cables, made for iPhone cables, licensed by Apple, because there's a lot of stuff going on in Lightning. And it's similar in Type-C. There's many, many different kinds of Type-C cables. Some carry data, some charge, some carry higher bandwidth Thunderbolt data, some don't. It's crazy in the Type-C world.
Truly amazing. So you said that I can find all this information on Amazon. Is that the
best
place to find that?
Well, I would read the reviews. Again, unless somebody corrects me in the chat room, I don't think you have a problem with micro USB. If there's a problem, it's just a badly made cable, a cheap cable. You know, you don't need to pay $10 for a micro USB cable. You really don't. They should be a couple of bucks. But again, you know, even if you buy on Amazon, you don't really know the provenance of the cable it could be made. You know, there are factories in China. A friend of mine, Bunny Wong, used to make a device called the Chumbi, which was a little alarm clock. It was in a bean bag. And he found that he would get memory cards from the same manufacturer. Some would work, some wouldn't. And he was very puzzled by this. He started investigating. And he found out that the factories in China that made these cards, they would make the good ones during the day. And then they would, at night, with the same machinery and the same labeling and everything, make bad ones that would then they would sell under the table, and it would be a way of making a little extra money. And I think probably the same thing happens with a lot of different electronics devices made in factories around the world, that some of them are junk. So, you know, if you find a company that makes a good cable, I usually get – I'll tell you where – if you're willing to spend a little money, get a braided cable. Those are usually last longer. They're nicer. And anybody who's going to make a braided cable and it's going to cost you $10, is going to have all the wires connected, right?
something so simple, but it's so complicated.
Yeah, yeah. And it is, in theory, could be dangerous if you had the wrong wires connected, but most of the time it just wouldn't work. Micro USB, don't worry about it. When you get your next Android phone, and it will almost certainly be a Type-C connector, then you really start to have to pay attention. And Benson Leung has become a hero to all of us, because he was the first one to discover this problem, and he's now legendary. And Amazon eventually, after Benson did this for a while, put these reviews up saying, don't buy this cable. Yes, this is approved. Amazon eventually stopped selling cables that weren't Benson Leung approved. They just pulled all the bad cables. And that was a wonderful day of victory for all of us and for Benson. He's really become legendary. If you really, you know, there are some brand names I like. Somebody in the chat was reminding me I like Anker, A-N-K-E-R. I buy my batteries from them, but they also make cables. There are some good cables out there. I don't think micro USB makes that much of a difference, honestly. Thank you, Alan. Good question, though. I appreciate the call.